Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. George Fong on September 19, 1980 at Mr. Fong's residence. And this is tape 2. So you preferred American women wait on the customers.
Yeah.
And what about the Chinese? Do you think they did a pretty good job?
Yeah, pretty good.
But still you would prefer American. Is there any special reason?
Well, we get a couple of Chinese cook in the American. When Gil worked for me, it used to be English, telephone girl still lived here.
Mm-hmm.
And when Gil there still lived there, I see her once in a while. She a Chinese cook.
But you hire American because most of the customers are American,
yeah,
so you think they can do better job in terms of dealing with their non-Chinese customers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And did they have any kind of complaints, or did they have any, difficult time working with the Chinese?
No.
So they are happy with working for Chinese and working with Chinese. Who are these American women? Where did you find them?
Oh, they looking for job. You know.
Did you put out an ad or they just look for job?
Yeah.
Most of them are young girls?
Yeah.
So did you pay them as much as other company pay their clerk?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay them higher? No.
No.
So about the same. And most of them stay quite long, or they just stay for a couple of years?
Stay quite long.
I see. And they just get monthly payment. They don't have any benefits or insurance or anything else. And so the Chinese are happy also working with the Caucasian co-workers. So were there any differences between the Los Angeles customers and San Diego customers? They are about the same. They usually just come and buy and go.
Yeah.
And the workers about the same too. So you never have that difficult time with them. And in San Diego, do you have Chinese work for you?
Chinese? Yeah.
Not as many as in Los Angeles.
Couple
years ago. So the same way, they will come and they look for job, and you will give them job. And so this is all your job experience. As I said, that the National Dollar Store is so successful, it's not only because of the owner is successful, but also the hardworking managers. Did Zhou Song kind of trust the manager quite well, or?
He trusts manager pretty good.
I think when he chose the manager, when he picked the manager, he usually chose the one that he knows quite well. Did he come to the store and check once in a while?
Once in a while.
So did he associate much with the Chinese? Did he associate much with the other Chinese?
Quite a few.
So, but most of his friends are Americans or not necessary?
Not necessary.
I see.
Yeah.
So, you were married here, I mean in San Francisco, and you come down here. So actually you have been in Southern California over almost 40 some years, almost 50 years, huh? And you like here better than San Francisco? But when you came to Los Angeles, you didn't have the choice. You just, because the boss asked you to come here and you just came here. Did you?
Well, he picked the manager. He could take care before they asked him.
Yeah, I see. But in San Francisco, I assume that you live in Chinatown, San Francisco, Chinatown.
Huh?
I mean, did you live in San Francisco, Chinatown before?
No,
oh, you didn't?
I live in the, they have warehouse there.
They have warehouse?
Yeah.
So you actually...
Living for you to live.
That was also in Market Street or?
Yeah, Market Street. And back there, back to the store.
So actually it didn't matter that much that you are away from Chinatown and you didn't have much chance. But it's not that far away from Chinatown.
No.
You still can visit
not
Chinatown.
Much far, Market Street.
Did you miss your home? I mean, miss the place that you came from, like China, Zhongshan? When back to you came back, it came from Zhongshan.
Yeah.
When you came here, you start from the village, right?
Yeah.
And you took the train to Guangdong, or what?
Took the train?
No. Oh, you just took the boat.
Take a boat to
Macau,
then go to Hong Kong.
Go Hong Kong and Hong Kong came here.
Yeah.
At that time, how many of them are Chinese came to United States?
How many?
Yeah, in the boat, same boat.
Not too many.
It's a cargo boat ship it's a
big,
passenger?
Big boat.
Big boat.
Mongolia.
Oh, Mongolia.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah, Mongolia boat.
Uh-huh.
Pretty big.
Uh-huh. Were you scared or you just kind of...
No.
anxious to come then?
Yeah.
Because everybody in the village want to come to the United States.
Right.
But not everybody can come, right?
No.
So did you have, do your family has any like farmland in Zhongshan or?
Yeah, we got farmland.
And you can hire people work for your parents.
Yeah.
So your mother didn't have to work?
No.
Do you just stay home and take care of the... Do you have any uncle and aunts in China? Oh, so your mother actually was alone at that time, huh?
Yeah.
That was quite an experience, come all the way from China. So you don't miss Zhongshan?
No.
Because it's quite busy here. That you probably just didn't have time.
Yeah, I didn't have time to go back.
Do you ever think about going back to China?
No. At that time, they are all gone, so you don't feel like go back. I went back 3-4 years ago. I thought I'd try to go in the old place and can't get in. No permit to go in.
I see.
By law.
Yeah. You have any relatives there?
Huh?
Do you still have any relatives there?
No.
No, huh?
Hardly.
So, did you speak mostly Chinese or English at home here?
Chinese,
Zhongshan, Hongshanhua, huh?
Yeah.
I see. And with your children also?
Huh?
Do your children also speak?
Chinese.
So the language you use here at home is Chinese.
Yeah.
And at work usually you speak English. But with Chinese worker, did you speak also Chinese.
We speak Chinese.
Chinese, I see. Do you speak Seyab also?
Yeah.
Do you speak Seyab also? Seyab?
No.
So, among all your friends, most of them are Chinese or non-Chinese?
Mostly Chinese.
Most of them are Chinese. Yeah. Do you have any association with Americans, Blacks, Chicanos, Mexican? Besides the workers, do you have any other friends?
No.
So, when you were here, you live in the store's house, right?
Yeah.
And that house was among the American neighborhood, Caucasian neighborhood.
Yeah.
Did you make friends with the neighbors?
Yeah, sometimes make neighbor.
So there's no problem
living
the area. Yeah. Huh? So, how do you feel? You feel more Chinese or Americans? Because you have association with both Chinese, Americans, and you have some American culture. You have, you have your Chinese background. You feel more Chinese? Or?
Yeah, mostly Chinese.
Mostly Chinese,
yeah.
You probably eat more Chinese food?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. At home, you still eat Chinese food?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And how about the going to doctors? Do you go to medicine?
American.
American medicine, huh?
Yeah.
Do you use a Chinese herb? Like a...
No.
Yeah, Thai.
No,
mm-hmm. 猴球, huh?
以前的毛,
I see. Yeah. So like your wife, Mrs. Fong, didn't use any those. And how about 保身體啊, 肉菜, 煲雞啊?
Oh, 那些沒有,
沒有補也沒有. 沒有補, huh?
No.
Just eat the regular meal,
yeah.
I see. So, like, your wife's family still around California, or?
No, all gone.
All gone?
Yeah, all gone.
Sister is not here,
sister,
but you have niece.
Two sisters all gone, mother and all gone.
I see. Uh-huh. And how about in recreation? Like, did your family prefer the Chinese? Like mahjong, you still play mahjong. Do you like American ball games?
Ball game, yeah.
You do too?
Football game.
Football game. So
yeah.
You like both American and the Chinese.
Yeah.
You listen to Chinese music?
Not much.
Not much?
No.
Uh-huh. Did you, when you came to the United States, did you listen to American music? Or you still listen to some Chinese music?
I don't listen too much
Chinese music.
Yeah,
did you go to Chinese movie?
Huh?
Did you go to Chinese movies?
Three times a year.
Three times a year, I see.
Some friend there, I go to see Chinese movies and I went.
How about American movies?
I haven't been there for a couple of years.
Uh-huh. But you do watch...
She watches TV.
Oh, watch TV. So TV actually is probably the major recreation you have here. And but in the old days, probably you're just too busy to play anything. So you said that you never really write home. Write to China, even to your parents.
Yeah.
Did you ever write to your mother?
I didn't know. She not live anymore. Okay.
Yeah. No, but I mean before.
Yeah, before I wrote her.
You wrote to her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She was educated woman or somebody has to translate? I mean,
no,
to read it to
her? Translate.
Uh-huh, read it to her, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But when did you stop writing back to China?
About 10 years ago.
Uh-huh. 10 years ago, I see. So actually you continue writing and sending letters back. I see. So when you were in San Francisco, you worked with your father. Did your father also take you around to see Chinese things, Chinese opera?
No.
No, you just start go to school and work, right?
Yeah.
So like daytime you would work, and the evening you would go to night school. Which night school did you go?
Different church in different places. I forget
Do you belong to any
church? No.
Group or no, huh? What do you are you Christian or are you
No.
And not the
no.
You worship ancestor or none of those?
No.
Ah, I see. So it's rather simple. You just work and then learn your English, and besides going to night school, you never had chance to go further, huh? But your children all went to college. How about your daughter went to graduate from college?
No.
But your son did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are educated here in Southern California, or they moved to San Diego with you when you went to San Diego.
My boy stayed in Los Angeles.
Oh. Why he decided to stay in Los Angeles?
He goes to USC.
Oh, he went to USC, huh?
Yeah.
I see. What was his major?
Huh?
What was his major then? What did he study?
Architect.
Oh, architect.
Yeah.
I see. Uh-huh. And so he stayed in Los Angeles, but your daughter will go down San Diego. Did your daughter ever work in the National Dollar Store?
No.
Uh-huh.
I went to school and get married.
I see.
Yeah.
That's a very, I mean, you just go to school and get married, have children, and so when you decide to come back here, they already have their family. I see. Okay. So, do you belong to any family association?
No.
Like, you said, how about the Yonghuo?
I'm not going there anymore.
Uh-huh. Before you did, though?
Yeah.
Like, first you went there because your father was there in San Francisco, and you were the member?
Yeah.
So you got married there.
I'm paying the fee or anything for a long time.
Long time, huh? But you were there, you got married there.
Yeah.
Was that the custom that if you got married, you should go to your family association to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, so...
There's a headman for... what's the name? Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
He's a young Jijak.
Uh-huh.
He got married.
And all the members participate, or you have a like big banquet, huh?
Yeah.
And after that, you came down to L.A., did you participate?
San Diego.
San Diego, right. Did you join any family association down San Diego in Lausanne?
No.
Lausanne or Yonghuo?
No.
There's no Yonghuo.
We didn't have any
in San Diego.
Not even Los Angeles.
Oh. Only the association you have with the family association is in San Francisco then?
Yeah.
And at that time when you just came in, did they help you anyway, or your father take care of you? The family association, Yonghuo, didn't do much?
No.
I see. Did you have to report to them that you are here and you're going to somewhere?
No.
You don't have to. How about the fee? You have to pay?
No, they have not even collected fee.
They didn't even collect it, huh? Uh-huh. How about your friends? Did they join any of these family associations? Did any of your friends really?
No, not in Los Angeles.
Not in Los Angeles, huh?
Yeah.
How about like your friends, you know, Mr. Lee, Man Zhan Lao? Actually, he is Wu, huh?
Yeah.
Wu Xin Zhan.
Wu.
Yeah, Wu Xin Zhan.
Wu
Ba Zhan.
I didn't know he drew or not.
Uh-huh. How about Lim Xin Zhan? Yeah,
huh?
Alan Lam. Yeah.
Alan Lam, I didn't know him.
You don't know, huh? So they don't talk about...
No, they don't talk about...
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Association.
Uh-huh, I see. And so did you go to like this spring dinner that people had? You know, like spring, like New Year's, they have banquet?
No.
Because you don't belong to any association, huh? So, like, any families in Los Angeles you would think it's very prominent,
yeah.
Besides like Man Zhan Lao and probably Su Hu, Peter Su Hu family?
No,
you really haven't heard of that. How about in San Diego? Are there any Chinese in San Diego very important and everybody knows about him or her? No, huh? I see. So they are not really... nobody really talking one special person. I see. What kind of job were most Chinese engaged in before World War II, besides the people work for you and people work in the restaurant business? And what other kind of job people were in?
I didn't know, really.
Yeah.
Because
you didn't have chance to...
No.
To have that many Chinese friends.
Yeah.
Most of your friends are in restaurant business.
Yeah.
I see. Did they make good? I mean, you know, the restaurant business, their life is pretty good?
I know Alan do very good. But then Man Zhan doing good.
Doing good.
Yeah.
Were there any small size restaurant at that time in Chinatown?
No,
or big restaurant, huh?
Yeah.
How many restaurants at that time in Chinatown?
Not too many.
Mm-hmm.
Not too many.
Besides Man Zhan Lao and San Dai, Dai Dong.
What's the other one?
Tui Hua Lao.
Huh? No, Tui Hua Lao, we never been there.
You never been there?
No.
How come?
I don't know. They lie. Heng San, they want to go to Heng San people, you know.
Oh, I see. Tui Hua Lao is not... Tui Hua Lao is not...
Tui Hua Lao is Siyapka,
I think. Siyapka, huh?
Yeah.
I see. So actually, like, you do business, you do business with your own people. I see. Mm-hmm.
The other one, still in there on Spring Street, right on the corner and all, and Spring, what's name that?
Spring and Ore. Is that the Phoenix?
Huh?
Is it Phoenix? No, not Phoenix.
No.
Oh, what you call? Yimei Lao.
Yeah.
It's the Yimei Lao.
Yimei Lao.
Is it also Hyeongsan?
Yeah, also Hyeongsan.
The Yimei Lao always in Spring Street, or they were in were they in Old Chinatown before?
Is
That's the only place they were location.
Yeah, still there.
Yeah. Do you know the owner there? You go there and visit him?
The owner there or pass away.
But you would went there and then visit him. I see. And most of these people had family here, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So these are the three major restaurants that Hyeongsan people... Most Hyeongsan people are in restaurant business, is that true?
Huh?
Most Hyeongsan people were in restaurant business in the old day. Is that true or not true?
Not too many, no.
Uh-huh. What was the difference between Hyeongsan people and, say, Yap people? I mean, Hyeongsan people probably had some in restaurant business. No, how do you...
No
there's
more,
no...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. So most of your friends are Hyeongsan?
Mm.
Uh-huh, I see. So all your friends in Chinatown, they love to live with the Chinese, or they don't care whether live
they
with Chinese,
care.
They don't care, huh?
Most of them.
What did the people do with money they save, you know, like most of your friends? They do business and they put some in investment, buy houses, or they just save it, send back to China?
Not that I know, most save the money they send to China, I think.
Uh-huh.
Send to China.
Oh, send back to China. How about yourself?
I keep it all here.
Oh, you keep all here, I see.
Mm.
Did you know anybody in here really
gamble
that much? And gamble away all their money.
No.
So gamble is not the problem among
no.
Chinese, huh? Did the Chinese drink a lot?
No, not too many.
Not too many?
Too much, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not too much.
So you keep all the money here. Do you do business? I mean, other business, or you just save it in the bank and not doing any investment?
It should be a place stock and also money.
Oh, stock. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you know any Chinese who were involved in politics?
No.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself? Were you interested in, or are you interested in?
No.
Not interested in politics.
No.
Why the Chinese are not interested in politics? You don't
know.
You don't know, huh?
Yeah.
So many Chinese send money back to China. Was that because they feel they have obligation to the relatives in China?
Why usually they all do.
Uh-huh. I see.
No, you can't send money to China anyway.
Uh-huh.
Dialogue.
Yeah, after World War II.
Yeah.
How about the depression, like early 1930s, late 1920s, the depression?
Yeah.
Did that affect you? I mean, you still working or?
Yeah.
Because you were always working at the dollar store, so you were not affected by, or the business probably were affected by depression.
No.
The business still as good? Yes, no.
That the depression time?
Uh-huh.
People, you know, a lot of people, I don't know.
But didn't affect you though? Your family still, you have enough money, and you didn't have to specially economize anything?
Yeah, they are right.
Uh-huh. Because you get same amount of money,
yeah.
Salary. Oh, I see. So, do you ever heard about, since you were in this business and related to Americans, did you ever heard about people compare Chinese with Jewish people in the way they do business?
As you know, Chinese, I don't know what to think about.
Uh-huh. You never heard about people talk about Jewish people?
No.
No, huh? I see. You met your wife here, and it's all by yourself, your decision.
Yeah.
How about your other friends? How did they meet their wife? Because you say in the early days there were not many Chinese women. So
no.
How did they meet their wife?
How I meet my wife?
How did other people? Because you met your wife in San Jose.
The other people didn't have many new.
They go back to China and get married?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like your father did that, right? And back to China. So must have somebody introduce them and go back to China, huh? And how about your brother? Was he married?
Yeah, he went back to China to get married.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
So your mother arranged it for him?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh. And did your brother bring his wife over here?
No.
So the wife stayed there?
Yeah.
Oh, did they have children?
I don't know.
I see. So, but your brother would come back here and then actually work here all these years, huh?
Mm.
Ah. How about people think about interracial marriage? Do you know of any friends that married to non-Chinese, and how do you think about it, or how the other people think about
it? I think that I didn't see any married people like the married American people.
Uh-huh.
And then